practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith. And I do trust that you are getting ready to go to church today. I want to begin the program today with a song that's entitled Champion of Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, in this corner of the good and the right, stands a champion robed in white.
His height exceeds the heavens, his weight outweighs the world, his reach reaches everywhere, his age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his power away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, he reigns from above. Of love.
He left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise his hands in victory for me.
Crowd crucified this king who wore their crown, and they gladly watched the champion going down.
But I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he rose to retain the title
Champion of Love. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his power away.
He's more mighty than the mightiest, he reigns from above.
He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love.
The champion of love.
And that's absolutely true, because the greatest love that could ever have been expressed was expressed by the Lord Jesus Christ when he went to the cross and suffered and bled and died and then rose again on the third day to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. Well, it is a joy to have you there by the radio today. And as I said before the song, I do trust and pray that you're planning on going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today, because you see, that's what Christians do. I might put it this way. That's what those who love the Lord Jesus Christ do. They do not forsake the assembling of themselves together, as the manner of some is, but they continue to go to church to encourage one another, to worship the Lord, to sing praises unto God, and to study the Word of God. And so I trust that you'll be going to church today. Now, if you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And, of course, we always have our midweek service Wednesday, and that is, of course, at 6:30 for the children and youth, and then at 7 o'clock for the adults. But today is going to be a very special day for us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. First of all, during the Sunday school hour, as well as during the morning service, we are going to be having with us Evangelist Chris Miller. Now, Evangelist Chris Miller is with the Hope for America Crusade that is going to be coming to Altoona, Blair County, September the 10th through the 17th. And, of course, it will be held at the Blair County Convention Center. And this is going to be a time when a number of churches, I think it's 10 or 12 churches throughout the central Pennsylvania region, will be gathering together to have this Hope for America Crusade. Every night, Sunday night through Sunday night, that is September the 10th through the 17th at 7 o'clock. And of course, everyone is welcome. There will be nurseries for those 3 years of age and under. There will be children's activities. There will be exciting music. And there will be a message from the Word of God. Well, Chris Miller is going to be with us today here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I trust and pray that you'll come out to hear him and then plan on attending the Hope for America Crusade September the 10th through the 17th at 7 o'clock each evening, Sunday through Sunday, at the Blair County Convention Center. Then also this evening, it's going to be a very special time for us as well. Some of you may know by now that on August the 19th, my dad, Gorman Dull, went home to be with the Lord. Of course, Dad would have been 91 years of age on November the 5th, but the last couple of years he has suffered physically and even mentally. But throughout the most of his life, he loved the Lord and he served the Lord. So tonight, during the 6 o'clock service, we are going to be having a memorial service for my dad. And I would encourage you, if you want, to come on out to that. Many of you knew Dad or knew of Dad, because for many, many years, he was actively involved with our church here. He was our choir director, our music leader. He worked with our Omega Senior Citizens Ministry. He was involved with the transportation ministry. In fact, he was certainly involved with the church in so many, many ways because he was a churchman, as I often say. And I believe that because of the fact that my dad loved the Lord and served the Lord and was involved with the local church, even as I was a child growing up, that God used that to call me into the ministry. And so tonight we are going to be honoring my dad. It's going to be a memorial service for Dad, and that's open to each and every one of you. And I would encourage you to come on out, not just to honor or memorialize my dad, as it were, but to praise God for the way that he worked through the life of one individual, Gorman Dull, who dedicated his life to the Lord and served the Lord all of his life from the time that he trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior until August the 19th when he went home to be with the Lord. That will be this evening at 6 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Now, if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894, or you can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our church is located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street here in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. That mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Contact us if we can serve you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to do this radio program as we've done for so many years now. And it is my prayer that you'll take the broadcast today to use it for your glory, to bring souls to Christ, to encourage believers, and certainly to present your truth to the world, that those who do not know you will come to know you, and that those who do know you will grow in a closer relationship with you, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, my dad was very much involved with music. He loved music, he loved to sing, and for many, many years, he was a soloist here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. So we're going to listen to one of the songs that he sang a number of years ago entitled, I Will Pilot Thee. Here's my dad, Gorman Dahl, singing, I Will Pilot Thee.
Sometimes when my faith would falter and no sunlight I can see, I just lift my eyes to Jesus and I whisper, pilot me. Look up to my pilot, and I hear this blessed song. Fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. When I come to Jordan's river and its troubled waters see, on the brink I'll see my Savior, and I know He'll pilot me. Never mind the tossing bell.
That was my dad, Gorman Dahl, singing a number of years ago here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 3, 4, and 5, where the Word of God says, "Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5. Now, as I said, my dad, Gorman Dahl, loved to sing. Over his lifetime, he was involved with at least two quartets. The last one that he was involved with was called the Country Churchman Quartet. It was made up of my dad and his brother and my three cousins. Two of the cousins were part of the quartet as it related to singing. And, of course, my other cousin was the pianist. And so it was Gorman, Marlon, Ricky, Jeff, and Vicky. And for many years, they traveled a lot throughout western Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Maryland and Ohio and many places singing the gospel. They were just basically a country churchman quartet. That's why they called themselves the Country Churchman Quartet. One of the songs that my dad really liked was a song entitled "What a Day That Will Be." And so I'm going to play for you this morning the Country Churchman Quartet. Now, my dad sang the high tenor, so when you hear them sing, that high tenor voice will be my dad. Here the song is, "What a Day That Will Be."
Shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day. That will be.
And what a day it will be when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. That was my dad's quartet, the Country Churchman Quartet, singing a number of years ago that good old song that many of us like, "What a Day, Glorious Day That Will Be." And today I would like to take this opportunity to talk with you about the death for the Christian. You know, we don't like to think of death. We don't often even talk about death. But death is something that we all certainly should be prepared for. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. Your death could come today. My death could come today. We have no idea when that is going to be. Now, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, death is not a good thing, because that will mean separation from God forever in hell, eventually the lake of fire, because of the fact of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The word death itself means separation. The Bible teaches us that there are three types of death. There is the physical death, which is the separation of the body, soul, and spirit. Then there is the spiritual death, which is the separation from God in this life for those who are not saved, for those who are not born again. And then there is the second death. And the second death is eternal separation from God forever in the lake of fire and brimstone, according to Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. But for the Christian, death is a blessing. And I really don't have the time to dig into it deeply today, but let me just give you three passages of Scripture to consider. First of all, as a blessing, for the Christian, death is precious. Back in Psalm 116 and verse 15, it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Now that's an interesting verse. Without a doubt, death is precious for the Christian because it enables us to go into the presence of the Lord. But this verse says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." In other words, our death as Christians is something that's precious unto God. Why do you think that is? Well, I think it's so for a number of reasons. Number one, because as Christians, we will see God's glory. And of course, when we see God's glory, that will exalt him. And I think another reason is because as Christians, when we see God in his glory, we will worship him such as we've never worshiped him before. But I also think that the death of the Christian is precious in the sight of the Lord because God knows that at that time, when we see him face to face, we will have intimate fellowship with him. And that's what he desires. In fact, I believe that one of the reasons why he created mankind was that we might fellowship with him and then ultimately give him the glory. So for the Christian, death is precious, not only for the individual Christian, but for the Lord himself. Secondly, for the Christian, death is a blessing. Death is blessed. Turn with me to the book of the Revelation, chapter 14 and verse 13. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, where the Word of God says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Isn't that interesting? Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, talking about those who are Christians. Why is it that those who die in the Lord are blessed? Well, as it says here in this passage of Scripture, they rest from their labors. They rest from their labors. And what that's talking about is our labor in this physical body as well as our spiritual labor. You know, in this physical body, we work and we get tired, and even in our spiritual ministry, we work and get tired. But when we see the Lord, there will be no more work. There will be no more tiredness. We will be resting in the presence of the Lord from our labors. But there's another reason in this verse why the death of the believer is blessed, and that is because, as it says in the very last part of the verse, their works do follow them. What does that mean? Well, it simply means that as Christians, we will eventually stand before the Bema Seat judgment of Christ, and we will be rewarded for our spiritual labors here on earth. And truly, that is going to be a blessing. And so, for the Christian, death is precious. For the Christian, death is blessed. But then finally, for the Christian, death is gain. Death is gain. And I'm thinking of the book of Philippians, chapter 1, and verse 21, and probably many of you already are thinking about this particular verse where the Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, as Paul is giving his own testimony, he said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You see, when we as Christians die, we go right into the presence of the Lord in heaven. And that's gain. From the time that we as Christians have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we look forward to seeing Jesus Christ face to face, when we will be able to fellowship with Him personally, and when we will be able to just enjoy His presence and all that He has prepared for us in heaven in that great mansion that Jesus talked about there in John chapter 14. I used to know a lady years ago who, when she would quote this verse, Philippians 1:21, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain," she would say, "For me to live is Christ and to die is more of Christ." And that's absolutely true. And so death for the Christian is not something to be fearful about or to worry about, because it is precious, it is blessed, and it is gain. The question that I have for you this morning is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have not trusted Him, I would encourage you to call upon His name right now and ask Him to save you, and without a doubt, He will. And then you'll not need to fear death, because it will mean that which is precious, that which is blessed, and that which is great gain for you. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio or even in church today, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.